Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1972, the application of Harry E. Miller.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in a GR general residential district for an auto repair shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsborough 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.2 acres more or less, lying south of Arm Branch Road, being Road 331, 150 feet east of Thurgood's Road, being Road 333, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 233, map 5, parcel 189.05. For the benefit of the commission, I'm going to pass down copies of the survey site plan for this application. We did receive comments from DelDOT. They were in the form of a support facilities report dated April 24th of 2013, and they referenced that the existing level of service B of Arm Branch Road will not change as a result of this application and that a traffic impact study is not necessary. We also heard from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They provided a memorandum dated October 21st, 2013. In reference that the site is located in the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning area, that sewer service has not been extended to this area at this time, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Dagsborough-Frankfort planning study will be required, that the parcel is in a planning area for sewer service, that when sewer service is provided to the area, connection is mandatory, that the county does not have a schedule to provide sewer service at this time, and that a concept plan is not required. And gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, Director Lank. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? When you get to the podium, if you'd please state your name and your address, and you, sir, have the floor.
Harry E. Miller. 30246 Iron Branch Road, Dagsborough, Delaware, 19939.
Well, Mr. Miller, welcome. And you've heard what our director has read into the record concerning your application. Do you have anything that you would like to add on your behalf?
No, sir. I'd just like to do some auto repair business there. Pretty much everything's self-explanatory. I believe there was on there about hours of operation and sign and dumpster positioning, parking for vehicles, a couple of them. I don't have too much else to say.
All right. Well,
for the benefit of the record, I'll, just to help the applicant, I'll read his conditions he has on his survey. There's only four. Business hours are to be from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Correct.
Monday through Saturday. There will be no employees other than the owner, which would be you, Mr. Miller, right? Proposed sign to be a one-sided, non-illuminated lettered sign not to exceed 32 square feet, and it will be placed on the building, so you will not have any ground signs?
Right.
Okay. All work on vehicles is to be done inside the building to minimize noise and or disturbance of the adjacent property owners.
Correct.
Okay. That's the condition that he's self-imposed on his site plan.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, hold on. Wait. Mr. Miller.
Yep. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm just as big a hurry as you are. But we're going to play these cards out, and we're going to start by seeing if the Honorable Mr. Burton has any questions for you.
Okay.
Mr. Burton, please, sir.
Will you be planning on doing the repair in both these proposed pole buildings?
Excuse me?
Are you doing the repair of your auto repair in both of the pole buildings?
There's only one.
So the dwelling stays, and you're going to do all the repair here?
Yeah.
In the pole building?
Right.
Okay. And what type of repairs? What are you looking to do there?
Mechanical brakes, minor automotive repair. You know, timing belts, brakes, you know, just mechanical repairs.
Okay. Will the parking lot be lighted at all?
Excuse me?
Will there be any lighting?
Outside?
Yeah.
Yes, there's four floodlights over, there's two over each garage door with motion sensors. And there's a light at the walk-in door on the side, on the outside.
Okay.
And they're on the building?
Yes.
Okay.
So the parking lot itself will not be lighted. It'll be lighted from the building going down to the display area.
Yeah, I've got floodlights the whole way around the parking lot. There's some on the shed, there's some attached to the house, and there's some on the garage. It's pretty much all lit up. That's a little bit on the south side of the building that has the wall light. And the major parking area in front of the garage has four floodlights on it, and there's two coming from the other side, and there's two at the deep end of the parking lot.
They're currently there and operating, and
yes.
Received no complaints from your neighbor about lighting?
No, sir.
Okay. And what about oil removal?
Well, it would be kept in containers and returned to manufacturers to be recycled. So that everything will be, as per required by the law.
Okay. Nice question to expand upon that. That recycling will be performed by a licensed recycler?
Yes, sir.
You don't do it yourself or take it to Atlanta?
No.
And then the dumpster outside will be for all the discarded metals and
right.
All the work will be done inside?
Right.
And this, the area of limit of conditional use area on this plan, what does that mean?
Well, the surveyor's just showing an area. He didn't legally describe it, so we're looking at the parcel itself.
So we're looking at the whole parcel.
The whole parcel.
There's a squared off area. For
the whole parcel is only 1.2 acres. So if you broke it down the size, it would be smaller than the parcel that would be allowed. So it has to maintain on the same parcel. You got parking that's actually outside that area.
Area.
So you're looking at the whole parcel, 1.2 acres.
Okay. And there's no plan at this time for any retail automotive sales? It would be all repairs?
No, sir.
Okay. Thank you very much. I have no further questions.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And Mr. Miller, you may have heard some of the conditions that I've read earlier concerning a similar auto repair shop, and I'm going to address a couple of those, see how they might suit you as well.
Okay.
One of the conditions that I imposed on the other applicant was that there would be no junked, permanently inoperable or unregistered vehicles stored on the site. And how many vehicles would you anticipate working on any given time?
Three, four.
Because one of the things that, again, that was imposed on the other applicant was that no more than four vehicles awaiting repair shall be stored outside on the site at any time. Is that something within your realm as well?
Yes, sir.
Now, of course, you can have vehicles that are still inside the building. They don't count towards the four.
I understand.
So, if you're working on five vehicles and two of them are inside,
right.
You're still okay.
Okay,
we got your hours of operation. And what about the storage of parts? Would there be any outside storage of any parts?
Yes, the dumpster.
I mean, the dumpster, that's for disposal.
Right.
But for other parts that are not in the dumpster, like engines and transmissions rear ends.
That stuff I'd just put in my truck. Anything, I wouldn't have it laying around outside. I'd put it in the truck, take it to a scrapyard.
Okay. Because, again, referring back to the previous applicant, one of the conditions that we imposed on his approval was that any of those car parts, materials, et cetera, that are outside would be screened from the neighbors and the roadways.
Okay.
So in other words, if you had a fence in an area and you wanted to wait until you had a full load to go,
I'd be in agreement with that. I'd put a privacy fence up or something.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I have no further questions at this point.
Thank you. Mr. Ross?
Can you tell me about any other businesses in the area, other, not necessarily automotive, but just in general?
There's a reunit shop right there at the crossroad of Thoroughgoods and Iron Branch. Down the road, across the tracks is Bunning's Garage. That's a pretty big shop there. And if you go down Thoroughgoods there, there's a roofer. There's a guy doing automotive repair, a guy doing automotive recon. And you have Thoroughgoods right there.
All within about a mile or so of your site, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Lang?
Yes, thank you. I only have one question. Do you have any intent to do any automotive body work on the site?
No.
Okay. That's all I have.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Mr. Robertson?
No questions, thanks.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, if I might, for you,
please
before
do.
We move on?
Yes.
Because I wasn't clear about this. Is the one-story frame dwelling, is that your home?
Yes, it is.
So you live on the site?
Yes, I do.
So what I'm hearing is we have... You're doing the work yourself, so it's similar to a home occupation.
Yeah, it's not a home. It doesn't fall under the categories of home occupation, but, I mean, it's sort of similar to some of those. Yeah,
right.
It sounds like, anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right. You'd take a seat nearby just in case we need you again.
Okay.
Is there anyone here in attendance tonight that would like to speak in favor of this application by Harry E. Miller? Anyone in favor? Is there anyone that has an interest in speaking in opposition to Mr. Miller's application? Is there anyone on the commission or staff that has any additional questions? If not, we will close the public hearing. You're welcome to spend the rest of the evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Moving along.